AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Goodbye, Washington. Next stop, New York.
God bless America.
Pope Francis wrapped up his visit to the nation's capital with a speech to Congress. He urged lawmakers to fight global warming, abolish the death penalty, and welcome immigrants.
We must not be taken aback by the numbers, but rather view them as persons, seeing their faces.
In New York, the Pope will take part in a Vesper service tonight at St. Patrick's Cathedral. James Guerin watched the Pope from a large screen TV outside the Capitol.
A lot of times in this country, immigration is demonized, and I felt that, you know, Pope Francis really reached out to audiences all over the country by resonating that, hey, we all came from, you know, immigrants looking for a better life, and that's why we're here in America.
Pope Francis has left Washington, and Chinese President Xi Jinping is arriving. White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice says President Obama will be upfront about complaints about hacking, human rights abuses, and Chinese land grabs in the South China Sea.
We have to be upfront about our differences because they're preventing us from reaching the full potential of our cooperation.
Four people were killed when an amphibious tour bus, a duck boat, slammed into the side of a charter bus in Seattle.
My understanding, the majority of the significant injuries were from the patients that were on the bus.
Stu Sengel is with Seattle Fire. The side of the bus is a mess of jumbled metal and glass. Police say foreign students were on the bus. Saudi officials say the number of dead from a horrific crush of Muslim pilgrims is at 719, but they say the numbers will probably rise as bodies continue to be counted. It happened as 2 million Muslims took part in the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Stocks finished lower, worries over global economic growth the reason. The Dow finished down 78 points. This is AP Radio News. A stopgap spending bill aimed at avoiding a government shutdown has been blocked in the Senate. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
The government runs out of money in less than a week, and the measure proposed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell would have provided funding through December the 11th. It would have also blocked federal money for Planned Parenthood for a year. But the measure didn't even get a majority, let alone the 60 votes needed to advance.
The yeas are 47, the nays 52.
Democrats were joined by eight Republicans in opposing the measure. That sets the stage for likely consideration of a spending bill that does not impact Planned Parenthood's funding. Its approval would put pressure on the House to move before the government runs out of money. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
An Audi owner has filed a federal lawsuit in Los Angeles seeking class action status over news that Volkswagen tampered with emissions testing on VW and Audi models to deceive regulators. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Some crimes are never forgotten, others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.